Welcoming into the show now, Chris Lentino from the Illinois Policy Institute, the Director of Outreach. Thanks for calling the show today. We've been kind of comparing notes here on the state of Missouri after their primary yesterday and the state of affairs in Illinois. Chris, what do you think? What do you got for us?
Well, thanks for having me on today. Figured, you know, what we're talking about here in Illinois is, of course, people dealing with being overtaxed and overburdened, overregulated, and especially having high property taxes. You know, just to boil it down to the nitty gritty, you know, we have this problem with high property taxes because we have a system where there are no restrictions on lawmakers being allowed to write laws and then profit off of those laws.
And Mike Madigan is just at the epicenter of this issue. A lot of people are concerned with the power that he wields as a Speaker of the House, but how deep does this really go?
Well, you know, just to take a quick step back about the property taxes, you know, if you look 20 years ago, Illinois was middle of the pack in property taxes. And in that 20-year period, property taxes have gone up 52%. So now we're number two in the nation behind only New Jersey in property taxes.
Yeah, that's
cool. And, you know, you mentioned Mike Madigan. His counterpart in the Senate, John Cullerton, profits off of this system as well. Representative Martwick, who's in the Chicago area, profits off of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other local officials, elected officials who profit off of this system, either as attorneys or partners in law firms, who find a way to manipulate the system.
Where are the checks and balances? Like, how are we supposed to be able to stop this type of corruption from happening?
Well, you know, the checks and balances, unfortunately, are limited to taxpayers standing up and saying, this is not okay, we need change.
Mm-hmm.
In Illinois, status quo tends to be, unfortunately, the safety way to go. But what we're doing here at Illinois Policy is we're trying to get taxpayers to stand up and say, we want you to be accountable to us. That's the way the system should be, because Springfield should be acting on behalf of taxpayers, protecting taxpayers and helping them with this huge burden of property taxes. And unfortunately, they're not.
Yeah. You know, how does the property tax, a lot of people raise questions. I hear a lot of allegations, but let's talk about some factual information here. How does the way Chicago has their property tax structure set up affect essentially the entire state's economy, the entire state's budget?
Well, so, you know, when we're talking about property taxes and where property taxes go, we have to remember that property taxes are supposed to go to services. They're supposed to fund police and fire. They're supposed to fund schools. And unfortunately, what we're seeing, and our chief economist here did a great study that he just released, shows that that money isn't going to services. That money is going to pensions. In fact, pensions are consuming 30% of the general fund budget in Illinois. And that's only going to stand to increase because, you know, the pensions have been promised, and the Constitution of Illinois has some of the most strict language that says that not only can you not do anything with the pensions of those who are already retired, but those who are in the system, who are working, who may be decades from retirement, you can't do anything about what has been promised to them. And that's a problem.
So Mayor Rahm Emanuel is taking a lot of heat right now due to a lot of the crime that's taking place in Chicago. How's he fit into this whole system?
Well, so, you know, with Chicago, Chicago gets added benefits from the state in terms of additional education funding, additional grant funding. And when it comes to the mayor, you know, he's trying to get himself reelected while Chicago is going through their annual reassessment period. And what we're seeing in Chicago is neighborhoods all across the city, generally speaking, are seeing their assessments go up and go up astronomically. In my part of the city, I hear from my neighbors that their assessments have gone up 50%, 53%, 60%. Yeah. One of my neighbors even had their assessment go up 90% this time around. And unfortunately, this goes to the property tax system that people like Mike Madigan and John Cullerton have created in Springfield and continue to protect. They don't have, there's a disincentive for them to reform this system. So even all the calls from Mayor Emanuel or any other elected official across the state are probably going to fall on deaf ears because of the fact that these folks are profiting, and they're profiting handsomely.
Yeah, it's the same story, different day there in the state of Illinois, and I know the taxpayers, being one of them myself, it's very punitive to be a resident there, and you just look for the day where maybe somebody who's there supposed to be representing the taxpayers looks at what they're doing to the taxpayers, identifies the fact that they're leaving in droves, and changes course. But I don't know if we see that anytime soon.
Well, you know, I think you're getting exactly to the point that it's hard for people to stay in this state. There are families that want to put down roots. They want to stay here for one reason or another. There are many advantages to Illinois. But unfortunately, when you have an elected political class that tends to shirk the responsibility of being kind to taxpayers, you know, you look for any way out. Even if that means taking a big loss on your property because you have to get out. Because there are people who are paying more in property taxes than the value of their home.
It's ridiculous.
And that's outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. Well, the Illinois Policy Institute at illinoispolicy.org, always looking out for the taxpayer. Someone's got to do it, and we really appreciate you folks being out there and bringing us some important information that can't always be as easy to get other places, sadly.
Well, we're happy to do it, and we encourage everybody to go onto our website, illinoispolicy.org, go to our Take Action page, where we are getting taxpayers to fight back against this political class,
yeah,
and to stand up and to say, in this particular example, that lawmakers can no longer profit off of this system.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on getting, there are a couple of bills that we're working on getting passed, and taxpayers need to stand up and say, we support this initiative.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris Lentino with the Illinois Policy Institute. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.